This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 11 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. I'd certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org, from the App Store. I'll be right back. Okay, 414 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to Grapefruit League baseball spring training games. At least the Red Sox, anyway. Yesterday, the Red Sox pounded the Pirates 12-3. excuse me. Benintendi went 0-2. He's hitting .262 on the season. Mookie Betts went 1-3. Oh, God bless me. He's hitting .270 on the season. Dustin Pedroia went 1-3, scored a run. He's hitting .385 on the season. J.D. Martinez went 1-2. He's hitting .235. Xander Bogaerts back in the lineup after having a minor injury the day before. He went 1-1, scored a run. He's hitting .289. He also got an RBI. Blake Swihart, gonna make the ball club, went 2-2, scored 2 runs. He's hitting .414 on the season. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 1-2, scored 2 runs, got a walk and an RBI. He's hitting .333. Nunez went 1-2, he's hitting .313. Brock Holt went 2-3, didn't score, but got an RBI. He's hitting .229 on the season. Vasquez went 0-2. He's hitting .139. Zui Lin went 0-1. Scored a run. You got a walk. He's hitting .321. There were some other players who played, like Madeira, Tavares, Travis, Centerio, Miller, Mongi, None of them are going to make the big league club this year anyway. At least right out of spring training, so I didn't give you their stats. Chris Sale went 5 innings. He gave up 2 hits, no runs, struck out 6. He's scoreless on the season. Hembry went 1 inning, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, struck out 2. He has a 9.82 ERA. Johnson went 3 innings, gave up 4 hits, no runs, struck out 4, had a 7.59 ERA. Like I said, I don't pay too much attention to spring training stats. It's major leaguers trying to get their act together for the new season. And then there are the rookies and other players who are trying to make the ball club or move up in the minor league system. And so it's very difficult to determine who's doing what to whom. So therefore, we don't pay too much attention. I heard someone on TV, on the talking heads on TV, saying it's about time the Red Sox start winning some games down there. Let's win them when they count. That's my humble opinion. Okay, 4:18 here on WMFM. I'm in Medford. I don't know if I mentioned it. 33 degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. And we'll be bringing you a weather update sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise program. So you stay tuned for that. By that time, you'll be getting ready to get out of bed and you'll know how to dress for the day. Okay, let's go to the National Basketball Association. Hornets 124, Celtics 117, Heat 113, Wizards 103, Hawks 129, the 76ers 127, Jazz 114, and the Bulls 83. Timberwolves 112, and the Grizzlies 99. The Mavericks 126, the Warriors 91. The Trailblazers 117, the Pistons 112. And the Kings 112 and the Suns 103. In that game, Marcus Smart got 15 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal and a block. Tatum got 12 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, no steals and 1 block. Williams got 2 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist and 2 blocks. Irving, 31 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists and 2 steals. Smart, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 1 8 assists, and a steal. Ogilvy, 5 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal. Yabusele, no points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. Theis, 5 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, no steals, and 2 blocks. Rozier, 12 points, 1 rebound, and an assist. And Brown, 29 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. I'm not getting too upset. Celtics, I guess they're set to finish 3rd, 4th, or 5th, and it really doesn't matter, I guess, as far as they're concerned. And we've had injuries. Horford sat out with a sore knee. Baines has the ankle sprain. Gordon Hayward is still on concussion protocol. And so, therefore, we are playing a lot of our bench players in that game. Had a big lead, but the Grizzlies turned it on in the fourth period. And Hornets, rather, turned on in the fourth period. And they pulled away for a 7-point victory. A lot of people are upset about the way the Celtics have been playing this year. Up and down, good periods and poor periods and periods of play. Games in a row, seems like they'll win 4 or 5 in a row, then they lose 2 or 3 in a row, and everybody is upset. And to be truthful, I'm not upset, but I'm surprised based upon last year's performance with Irving and Hayward out during the playoffs. They still got to within 1 game of getting to the finals. And it was probably more of the fact that LeBron James was on the other team and we had a very, very, very poor shooting game. But this year, coming back, it was Obvious from the beginning that Haywood was still tentative. It's a mental thing, I guess. Every time you go up, you're afraid you're going to land on somebody's ankle or foot or whatever and damage your foot again, leg. And so mentally, was affecting him and his play on the floor. But he was passing really well. And I'm surprised how good a passer he is. But we wanted to take some shots, and some shots that he should be easily taking and making, he was missing. And so it took him a while to sort of like get back. And he'd have a blowout game, like a 30-point game, and then he'll come back with a 3-point game. It's like, okay, when is the real Gordon Haywood going to show up? And I guess under the circumstances, that's what you could expect. I think Paul George mentioned that was the way he played. Early in his comeback after he broke his leg in almost in a similar manner to the way that Gordon Haywood broke his. But Paul George is back and he won leading scorers in the league, and we're hoping that the same thing will happen. Now Haywood's coming out of this concussion protocol shortly, and he'll get back, and hopefully we'll get Baines back and Horford, the tendonitis will be taken care of, and he won't be a liability, or he won't be missing. So we'll see what happens. But I think what has happened overall in the NBA is that parity has reached the NBA. The NFL has been striving for parity for quite a few years, and the Patriots just blown that away. But anyway, parity seems to settle in, and teams like the Kings and even the Suns, the Nuggets, teams that you can walk in and even into their building and do a job on them. That ain't the way it's going nowadays. And so therefore, I am not surprised when a team like the Nuggets have defeated us for the entire season. I say us, the Celtics, for the entire season. the Raptors losing to the Thunder the other night. The Clippers just edging the Cavaliers by 2 points. The Bucks beating the Heat and clinching a playoff spot. The Magic in over the Grizzlies. And like I said, the Nuggets over the Knicks. And there are other teams, against Dallas, Memphis, New Orleans, the Lakers, Minnesota, Sacramento. The Kings aren't going to make the playoffs, but their pick is not going to be as low as we had hoped. The New York Knicks have been baggy it, I believe, so that they can get the first pick. Zion Williamson, anyone? Cleveland's been having a poor year, but that's to be expected with LeBron gone. The Bulls have been waddling around, but every once in a while, they'll play a tough. Atlanta came in, they won a game last night. Then Washington's playing without Wall. And Charlotte and Orlando. Can't take any of those teams for granted. So that's why I said parity has reached the NBA, and so therefore I'm looking forward to the playoffs, because anything can happen. 425 here on WNFL in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday. What is this Sunday? Sunday, March 24th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
It's more than open road.
The WMFO iPhone application is now available for free from the Apple iTunes App Store. Yes, now you can enjoy WMFO's unique freeform mix of music, commentary, and educational programming from anywhere in the world. You've got an iPhone or iPod Touch and access to the internet. With WMFO's free iPhone app, you also get instant access to the Spinatron playlist and the station's website, while talking to the current DJ is just a few finger taps away. Plus, even more features are on the way. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM, and WMFO.org on the web. Go ahead, upgrade your freeform.
Okay, 4:33 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On a Sunday, excuse me, I ain't having a problem today, March the 24th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, New Jersey 2, the Coyotes 1. That was a shootout. Islanders 4 and the Flyers 2. Avalanche 4 and the Blackhawks 2. Senators 4 and the Oilers 3. That game went into overtime. Rangers 2 and the Maple Leafs 1. That was also an overtime game. Canadiens 7 and the Sabres 4. The Bruins 7 and the Panthers 3. The Hurricanes 5 and the Wild 1. The Jets 5 and the Predators zip. The Blues 4 and the Lightning 3. The Penguins 3 and the Stars 2. The Flames 3 and the Canucks 1. The Red Wings 3 and the Golden Knights 2. That was an overtime game. And the Kings 4 and the Ducks 3. That was a shootout. In that Bruins game, at 2:23 in the first period, Noel Asiari got his fifth goal of the year with assists from Backus and Clifton, 1-0 Bruins. In 28 seconds in the second period, Brad Marchand got his 32nd goal with assists from Bergeron, Bruins 2 to zip. At 52 seconds, however, into that second period, Jace Hockeyluk got his fifth goal of the year with assist from Hoffman. But at 5:05, Zdeno Chara got his fifth goal of the year, celebrating his new contract, with assist from Heinen and Coyle. That made it 3-1 Bruins. At 6:38, Carlson Kuhlman got his second goal of the year, making it, that was unassisted, making it 3-2 Bruins. At 10:04, Mike Hoffman got his 35th goal of the year. And that tied the score at 3 with assist from Wergaia and Brown. At 15:48, however, Stephen Kempfer got his third goal of the year on the power play with assist from Heinen and Moore. That made it 4-3 Bruins. And at 16:36, that made it 5-2 Bruins. Yeah, and at 16:36, David Pastrnak got his 35th goal of the year with assists from Chara and Halak, and that made it 6-2 Bruins. And in the third period, 3:57 in the third period, Vincent Trocheck got his 8th goal of the year on the power play with assists from Ekblad and Borgstrom, and that made it 6-3 Bruins. And at 19:33 of that final period, Patrice Bergeron got his 31st goal of the year, assist from Pasternak and Marchand, and that made the final Bruins 7 and the Panthers 3. Halak has 31 saves for the Bruins. Montembeau had 32 saves for the Panthers. And so the Bruins picked up 2 points on the Lightning, who lost. but we aren't catching the Lightning, I don't believe. I don't know how we're going to do in the playoffs against the Lightning. Never mind. So, but anyway, we picked up 2 points. And so I think we moved ahead, a little further ahead of Toronto. I'm trying to get my stats together here. Bear with me. What did Toronto do? Maple Leafs lost. Yeah. So, yeah, we gained 2 more points on the Maple Leafs. We have 101 points. Tampa Bay has 120 points. Toronto has 93 points. So we're 8 points up on Toronto. And I guess if the season ended now, I'm not really sure how they do this, to be truthful. Washington, the Islanders, and Pittsburgh lead the Metropolitan Division. And Carolina and Montreal. So we might get Carolina again. I'm not sure. But anyway, we'll let them figure it out. And when they do, I'll let you know. Okay, 4:38 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is a Sunday, March the 24th, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. I certainly want to know your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Something here, you might prevent what comes next.
Answer me!
Ow!
Answer me right now!
No.
Are you going to do what I tell you to, or are you going to pay for it?
That
is it. Get in your bed and stay there. If I have to hold you in there.
Mommy!
I am sick and tired of listening to you be defiant to me.
If you did something here, you might stop this from happening.
And I'm going to take your hand, and I want you to wipe this up.
No.
Wipe it up.
No.
Wipe it up, or I will make you wipe it up. Do you understand me? If I have to pull that arm right out of it, socket.
If you did something here, you might never forgive yourself for not doing something earlier.
Taking her. No, I want to ride with her. Just wait.
Too many kids suffer because people refuse to get involved. Learn what to do if you see abuse or neglect at BeHumane.org, sponsored by the American Humane Association, protecting children and animals since 1877.
And that message is brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:42 with the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, March Madness is upon us. And so let's get right into it. Yesterday, in the men's section, Gonzaga 83, Baylor 71, Michigan State 70, Minnesota 50, Kentucky 62, Wofford 56, Michigan 64, Florida 49, Florida State 90, Murray State 62. LSU 69, Maryland 67, Purdue 87, Villanova 61. Upset. 5-seed Auburn defeated Kansas, a 4-seed, 89-75. Now, I have no clue as to who's playing in the next round, but I think we're down to the final 16. We just need to keep checking on what's going on, and we'll be able to give you more information as time moves along. Let's move over to the ladies' side. Baylor 95, Abilene Christian 38, Notre Dame 92, Bethune-Cookman 50, Stanford 79, UC Davis 54, Maryland 73, Radford 51, North Carolina State 63, Maine 51, Oregon State 80, Boise State 75, Syracuse 70, Fordham 49, Iowa State 97, New Mexico 61, Gonzaga 68, Little Rock 51, Kentucky 82, Princeton 77, UCLA 89, Tennessee 77. Upset. 11-seed Missouri State defeated DePaul, who was a 6-seed, 89-78. South Dakota 76, Quinnipiac 65. Another upset. Michigan State, number 9-seed. Defeated Central Michigan, the number 8 seed, 88-77. BYU 73, Auburn 64, California 92, and North Carolina 72. And that's ladies March Madness scores. Okay, 4:45 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donald Brown. This is the Sunday, March the 24th, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. If you just tuned in and you haven't been listening, the Red Sox signed Chris Sale onto a 5-year contract worth $145 million. Oh, I should have been a ball player. But, they're throwing around money like crazy. But the Red Sox, defending champions, Chris Sale, when healthy, best pitcher on the ball club. And hopefully, they're going to be able to, they're trying their best to repeat. And even though they didn't make any major acquisitions, early in spring training, Chavis and Dahlbeck looked like they were comers, people who were going to be able to benefit the ball club in years ahead. And the rumor is that they're out now to only carry two catchers, and Swihart has been hitting the ball, cover off the ball, And I guess Vasquez, who they just signed to a major contract, means that they're the two, and they're trying to move Sandy Leon. So far, they have not been able to pick up anything. Sandy's problem is not that he's not a great catcher, and he does great things for your pitching staff, but his bat has been less than awesome, and so therefore, attempting to get anything worth his value is going to be extremely difficult, if not impossible. But the possibility they can let him go, free agency, and no one may pick him up, and then he has the option of coming back and playing in the Red Sox minor league system, and I'm sure that would be beneficial for both of them, because if an injury comes along, he's right there to move right in. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as far as that is concerned. Overall, and if you haven't heard, the Red Sox are not going to start Dustin Pedroia, put him on the injured list, to get him some more action down in Florida. And while they're out on the West Coast playing Seattle, he's going to be down there getting some extra reps in. And supposedly he may be back on the roster by the home opener here in Boston. So, getting a healthy Dustin Pedroia into the lineup and having good backups in Brock Holt and Eduardo Nunez. I guess the question then is who's going to be the starting pitchers? So, who's going to be in the bullpen? So, the starting pitching is pretty well set, I imagine. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. The rookie, Darwinzen Hernandez, I believe his name is one of the candidates. Left-hander with a blazing fastball and a good changeup and breaking ball. And he's one of the candidates, but the question is, do we want him to stick with the team as a bullpen piece, or do you want him to send him down to Pawtucket, where he can possibly become, he'll probably start down there and be a competitor for a starting position in the near future. Right now, I would say, since we only have one left-hander, that's Johnson, out in the bullpen, I would keep him here and see how he does as far as coming out of the bullpen is concerned. But that's just my opinion. I haven't seen the pitch, so I have no clue as to. They said that concentration is a major factor with a young pitcher, staying in the ball game and not getting flustered when something doesn't go your way. 4:50 here on WMFO in Medfield. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, March 24th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You need to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:54 here on WMFO in Medford, a Brown perspective on sports. Talking New England Patriots, nothing much to report here. The Patriots restructured Stephon Gilmore's contract, give them some cap space. I believe they'll probably do the same with Tom Brady. And if Gronkowski decides to play, they may do the same with him as well. And open up some cap space. I don't know if you're going to go get free agents. Who else is out there? I guess all the good free agents are gone. Especially in the areas where the Patriots need help. So, it's going to be interesting. I think they're just going to, let it go at that. And see, they have a lot of draft picks. See what they can pick up in the draft. And if they have a good draft, they haven't been noticed for picking up players at the wide receiver position in the draft or through the draft. So maybe this will be the year things will turn around. They've done good scouting and everything else elsewhere, picking up players, and maybe there are some players out there who, might be able to make a difference now they got a chance, shot at a ring with the Patriots. 4:55 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, March the 24th, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you need to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. And I'd certainly love to hear your perspective in the next 3 or 4 minutes regarding some area sports. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for another edition of Sounds of Praise. We're going to have more new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites, so you stay tuned for that. Great gospel music coming your way here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and multicasting in iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app at 91.5fm.org from the App Store. So until next Sunday, yours, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again. And now I invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. God bless.